Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Tyler Sage. No, not the latest American Idol pop star.
I would go to the Iron Horse to see you. I mean, Tyler Sage. How could you avoid
one night only? That's right. Tyler Sage.
The Late Show.
But you're from Sage Farm in Montague, which just so happens to be the farm that my kids' outdoor nature survivalist were heading towards the apocalypse program meets. Did I say that out loud? Wolf Tree and the Roots program. So Atticus goes there once a week. All year long, you have these little kids in the snow and everything running around your farm. I've been there many times.
Yeah, it's great. The landowners run Brooks Bend Farm that hosts that program, as well as my farm and another agricultural enterprise. And they're really generous to help out a young farmer who doesn't have access to land on his own.
You have a pig farm.
I have a pig farm. It's always funny being out there doing pig chores and see a flock of 10-year-olds running through the forest.
No, you don't have any confusion, do you, ever, with kidlets and piglets?
Or? Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to tell. They get mixed up in the trailer. And
they are also cute. And you are a new farmer. How long have you been farming?
I've been farming on my own for 3 years as my own farm. But I've been working on other farms and apprenticing for the past 6 years.
So, but this is not the career path that you had anticipated for yourself.
It's not. I went to art school in Boston. Kind of got frustrated living in the city, had been talking to friends about wanting to have some crazy commune type of thing, and decided I should figure out how to do the things that I wanted to do.
But do you have a crazy commune?
No, not really. No.
Not yet.
Except
for the hippie kids that are running around the farm on there. Yeah. And you've got this place that you are leasing from a farmer, a landowner in Montague, Sage Farm, and you are raising pigs. What drew you to say, I want to be a pig farmer?
I kind of fell in love with livestock while I was apprenticing on farms.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited about the year-round aspect of their work. It's kind of physically demanding in an exciting way.
Yeah. And how many pigs do you have?
Right now, we've got 70 pigs on the farm.
There you were 6 years ago in Boston. You're an artist photographer, and now you raise pigs. And I just want you to sort of share a little bit with us, what are the challenges for being a beginning farmer? You didn't grow up in a farming family. You don't have farmland that was handed down to you. You worked as an apprentice for 3 years, and then you've made this leap.
Yeah, it's definitely been a really interesting path. Starting out as an apprentice on farms is great. You get all this knowledge, all this experience, and you get to make all sorts of mistakes on other people's farms. Saves you a lot of money in the long run. But the problem is the wages are really low. You're usually just getting a really small stipend. So you apprentice on farms for 3 to 4 years, and then you're ready to start your own farm, but you have zero money in the bank. So no capital to really start your own business. So that's a pretty big gap to fill. There's all sorts of great programs out there. I worked with Carrot Project to get a no interest loan to get the business started. Which was really helpful.
And how did you become a butcher at Sutter's?
I started working at Sutter right when the business got going. And part of it was so that I would make sure they would buy my meat. But it also, I knew that I had some experience with butchery before I worked there. And I knew that working there would just inform my farming so much. And it really has. I get to see my product come in there and just see every aspect of what I'm producing and its quality. And then make the necessary improvements. So over the last 3 years, I've been able to do that.
And you brought something for Monty.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, this is our breakfast sausage that we make sandwiches at the Greenfield Farmers Market.
I've had that.
The summer.
Yeah.
I've seen you there before.
They do look yummy. Now, I'm going to chew. It's delicious, the breakfast sausage, before I ask the next question. Tyler Sage from Sage Farm in Montague. Pig farming, my perception of it is it's one of like the filthiest, like most hands-on type farming. Was there some regret in this now that you've been doing it for 3 years? You wish that you were going to be a vegetable farmer instead of having to chase pigs around that, you know, can be at times probably smelly and gross and all that sort of thing?
I
have that regret about my own children.
I would not say I have any regrets. I am really happy with what I've chosen to do. And the way we raise the pigs on the farm is constantly rotating them through pasture.
Mm-hmm.
So you get less of a mud pit effect, like from Wizard of Oz and Dorothy falling into the pigsty.
Right, Charlotte's Web and all that.
Oh, yeah. So you get
some pig.
About 20 pigs moving on a half-acre pasture every 2 to 3 weeks. If you keep them moving, you don't get a mud pit, and you get healthy and tasty pigs.
And you're managing some forest land too?
Yep. The farm has a team of draft horses that we use in a lot of aspects of the day-to-day farm stuff, bringing grain and water to the pigs. I work as a logger in the wintertime 3 or 4 days a week, using the horses and harvesting and selling timber on other people's land.
So you were going to be an artist. Now you are a pig farmer, a butcher, and a logger.
Yeah.
What would you tell your entering college age self if any advice you'd give to yourself? Don't even go to the photography school.
Yeah, don't go to photography school.
Well, you're probably one of the few success stories from the photography school because you have a job.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I make any money, but.
So we know we can get some of the Sage Farm pork at Sutter because you are a butcher there. Where else if people want to get it?
We sell it at the Atlas Farm Store in Deerfield, and then we also have a farm stand at the farm in Montague.
Tyler Sage from Sage Farm in Montague and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. This Saturday, the 28th, is Winter Fair at Forest Park. Saturday, February 4th, is the Greenfield Winter Fair. You can find out more about Winter Fair at buylocalfood.org.